This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friday, the 31st of July, last day of the sixth. No, what's this? The seventh month, right? Sometimes all I think about, Victoria, are the numbers I put on your check. You see, there it is. It's seven. Victoria, the only way that she, in my world, gets paid is with a check. But in her world, it's all electronic. Give me some numbers. Send it here.
One day you'll Venmo me, and it'll be amazing.
Will I? All right, so here we have Jennifer still out because of the virus. When she comes back, it'll be a good story, I'm sure, to tell. In the meantime, we have some, I would say, plenty of good items, good things, good news, if you want to call it that, going from here to there and back again. So maybe this will launch us into a quiet weekend. Speaking of launches, yesterday we had a lot of focus on the Mars Perseverance rover, the liftoff, which looked just fabulous. I thought it was one of those moments that we can be proud of. The people at NASA say once it gets there next year, its landing will be 7 minutes of terror, because they don't really know. How do you know that far away that you're going to be able to get everything? It's going to land, and it's going to be okay, it's going to do. But we have had such great luck with the minds that have created this. And as far as the takeoff is concerned, everything. After I watched a little bit of that last night when the day ended, 8, 9 o'clock for me, then I was flipping around the channels, and for some reason I stopped on, what movie do you think, Victoria? Take a guess. Of all of the space, there were space movies all over the place. Starred Bruce Willis and...
I don't know.
Well, you may not
Bruce
have...
Bruce Willis in space?
Yeah. You don't know that? Phil, she doesn't know what the name of that... She doesn't know that Bruce Willis...
Is Bruce Willis the fifth element?
Been everywhere. Huh?
Is that the fifth element?
No.
That would be way too weird and creepy for him.
What? Him and the fifth... Huh?
No, you and the fifth element would not be friends. No.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. What other...
Right.
Was there two movies... Die Hard in space?
No, well, there were two movies at the same time. They actually came out, I think in the same month, May of 19... Could it be 88 or 98? That's what I'm looking up now. I'm trying to figure out...
Well, what's the name of the movie, and then I can tell you?
Well, if I tell you that, that makes it way too easy. I thought that Armageddon was not a good name for the movie, frankly.
Right, I've seen that.
Yeah, well, it was 1998.
That would be 98, yeah.
Yeah, right. Michael Bay, Billy Bob Thornton was in it, Ben Affleck was in it, mm-hmm. Liv Tyler. I've never quite been able to figure out the attraction to her or for her. You, Liv Tyler?
I like her. I don't think there's anything. I have nothing.
I mean, there's nothing special. She's not bad. There's nothing special about her. Mm-hmm. And, but anyway,
I guess it depends. But I've seen her in things. First of all, I thought she was good in Armageddon. She didn't have a huge role, but I thought she was good. And then she was great in Jersey Girl with Ben Affleck.
Yes, and that was on last night too.
Oh, was it George Carlin? George Carlin was phenomenal.
George was very fabulous. But the singing and that sort of thing. It was a very rewarding movie, if you will. The reward of paying attention to what NASA's doing will be all the things that they find. What ingenuity displayed with all of that. Just a great moment in American history of the time when we need
it. It is cool. I also think it's great that they have so many new cameras. So we'll actually be able to see a lot more, and that's the point. And watching the launch yesterday, it was really neat to see all the different camera angles on the rocket. And so when it lands on Mars and it has that little helicopter drone that's going to be flying around, and that has a camera and a microphone for the first time. So who knows? We might see and hear some really cool stuff.
But radio on Mars. This is Radio Mars broadcasting to you on Friday, the 31st of July. Other good news. experimental blood test seems to be highly accurate at distinguishing people who may have Alzheimer's from those who don't have it. A couple of studies going on. This info boosting hopes that there soon may be a simple way to help diagnose the most common form of dementia. So, because dementia is the umbrella, and Alzheimer's is one of the sticks. So, did you ever get? I didn't go looking actually for it on the DJB Facebook page or the website. The business the other day about how you know you don't have Alzheimer's that we went through.
I never got an email from the person that you requested that they send it to me, so I don't know. I haven't seen the test.
Hmm. Well, this test has been something.
See, that's a great example, though. Like and what you were talking about is a brief little cognitive quiz.
Yeah.
Having the diagnosis for Alzheimer's is really kind of spotty right now because it's based on the person's ability to take tests and memory things and things like that, and it can be confusing for the doctors and the patient. So to have a straightforward blood test to say, yes, here it is, it's in your blood, let's treat it early or start to treat it, I think that's going to be really helpful.
So one would wonder if people will be able to or should be able to or can afford to, when it comes to your blood test, every year, hopefully every person listening to this program, no matter what your age, gets a really good physical exam so you know what's going on in your body. I get a couple of them a year. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go to California and get the second one this year in a couple of weeks. It helps to... why wouldn't you want to know what's going on? Don't you have a piece of... want to have peace of mind, and in this circumstance, this could be. It looks like the info is so much more sensible, rather sensitive and reliable, that it'll make you feel good. And if you get worried about it, there are new things now you can do that'll mitigate it. That there are some drugs. There's a lot of research being done with cannabis. I think I've told you that, Victoria. A lot of cannabis research on. There's apparently some element in the THC. That scientists think would help to either stop the progression of any kind of disease like dementia or Alzheimer's, or would prevent it from happening. So that
which is
research
so funny because you know, growing up, all the authority figures just say, you know, don't smoke weed; it kills your brain cells, and now it can end up saving your brain.
Right. There it is. That's life. That's what all the people say. Here's another. I don't know whether you think this is good news or not. We're going to withdraw about 12,000 troops from Germany, bring them back here, sort of reorganize, and then put them into other places in Europe. The president says that the Germans are taking advantage of our NATO agreement, and so we need to kind of straighten it out. Is it a slap in the face? Mitt Romney says it is. The Secretary of Defense says the reasoning for the pullback. There are other places, for example, the Black Sea region, where perhaps there might be more troops. I just think that troops in this day and age are really not necessary because they don't. Then look at the war we're in with China. Now,
right.
No troops involved.
Not a single troop needed.
No.
What we do need is we need computer coders, we need hackers on our side, we need cybersecurity. That's what we really need. It's more important to, and I know that this flies in the face of what a lot of people feel, but I think it's more important to start kids learning how to code and getting into the fields, the STEM fields and STEAM in some cases. I think that's more important than grooming kids, and especially this happens, you know, our armed forces recruit heavily in minority and lower socioeconomic areas and neighborhoods. So maybe instead of doing that, why don't we get everybody on board and get everyone coding? Because the next world war is going to be exactly what we're dealing with now. Weird seeds being sent from China, all of the hacking that we know of, and
medical stuff like this virus, which is completely on the shoulders of the communist China.
And it's economic. And Governor Cuomo issued a statement last night, which I think is great. You know, we talked about Eastman Kodak yesterday.
Yeah.
They're going to start producing some ingredients for pharmaceutical needs. And so, which we've all here on the show have been saying, you know, we really need to get our pharmaceutical stuff under control and back in America so we know what we're producing. But now he issued a statement saying there are 12 other businesses in the state of New York that have now gone through this program where they get a loan or a grant from the state, and they're going to make PPE, and it will not only be just for New York, but for any other state that, you know, that needs it. And so New York can end up becoming the epicenter. They've turned old manufacturing, you know, abandoned warehouses. They're,
yep,
they're changing businesses in the fashion district.
Plenty of businesses, plenty of buildings around now because of,
yep,
all the offices that are not functioning
also
anymore.
Yeah, yep, also true.
Plenty of,
but I think he's, you know, I respect the way that he has led as a governor throughout this whole virus, because New York was just really hit, blindsided. It was so bad. And he said they were paying 7 cents per mask for an N95 mask, and then the pandemic hit. China charged the state of New York $7 a mask.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just nuts. And he said, he goes, this is never going to happen again on my watch. This is never going to happen again. We're going to have systems in place so that we are taken care of, and we do not need China. It's important.
Important to eliminate them pretty much from our,
yeah,
business circle. I went to Best Buy yesterday to find a special antenna for a television set that I needed, not connected to the cable. And you know that I had to, we worked through four different package lines of this product before I found one that wasn't made in China.
Where was it made, the one that you bought?
It was made in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Remember when Mexico is a dirty, damn factory's going to Mexico. That was a dirty word. Now we're happy to find something that's made,
yeah,
in Mexico. We don't have to buy something made in China. Other item of interest that is good news, I suppose, to those people who like to drink beer but they don't want to get fat, Anheuser-Busch has a new beer called Bud Zero, like Coca-Cola. What? Isn't that Coke Zero?
Coke Zero, yep.
All right. And a recently retired NBA star named Dwayne Wade is going to help promote this, apparently. He helped them create the brand. It's a 50-calorie beer, no alcohol whatsoever, rolling out nationwide now. It's the, this is, how, if you're not drinking, I guess I don't understand. I had a lot of problems with the beer growing up. That was what my mother was hooked on. So it was, for her, it didn't take long for her to get a buzz. But this is, but isn't that why people want to drink beer? Because they want to get a buzz? Yes? No?
No. You'd have to drink, yeah, a lot of beer to get really, if you're someone who really is just looking to get drunk, I don't know anyone who would just pick beer. Because,
mm-hmm,
you have to drink so much of it. But
the beer,
no, I
market,
think, when I think of beer, I just think of, like, I mean, I'm not a beer drinker. Every once in a while, I'll have
I
a beer.
Like the taste.
But my my husband and my brother drink beer. That's their choice. You know, their drink of choice.
Like drinking salt water.
Well, it depends, yeah, on the beer.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't know what you're
$116 billion beer market. You know, that kind of dough,
yeah,
was $116 billion in sales, according to the Brewers Association. So anyway, Mr. Wade says that he found himself going to a lot of events where beer was getting shoved into his hand. He didn't want to have another beer that was alcoholic. So he thought about non-alcoholic options, and apparently he and Budweiser got together and decided to come up with this commercial that pushes Bud Zero. So hell, there are a lot of hard seltzers. I have tasted lemon. There's some lemonade kind of seltzers that are around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care for that taste either. What about you? You like that sort of thing?
No, I don't like anything sweet, so no, I don't like that stuff.
All right, there it is for you drinkers. Drink to that. It's 20 after the hour.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Doing just fine, except for any time I hear that song. Ooh. Didn't it break your heart when you watched my smile fading? Did it ever cross your mind that one day the tables would be turned? They told me the best revenge would be a life well in, and the strongest one that holds would be the hardest one to earn.
By the way, I forgive.
Carlisle, with Every Time I Hear That Song.
I like this so much.
This is a great song. I like the sound of this song. It's so clear and crisp and kind of refreshing to hear something done in a real studio. In mid-June, the American Music Association Foundation announced its plans for Thriving Roots, a virtual community music conference. Guest speakers including Roseanne Cash, Rihanna Giddens, T-Bone Burnett. Set for September 16th in the annual Americana Fest in Nashville. The event's initial programming lineup features conversations with Brandi Carlile, Emmy Lou Harris, Mavis Staples. Well, those will be some pretty good conversations to listen to. They're sort of like, well, they're not like TED Talks in that they're pretty intimate. They will feature Brandi in conversation with Yola, a British singer-songwriter, Emmy Lou Harris speaking with documentarian Ken Burns, and Mavis chatting with Jackson Brown.
I'm interested in that one.
Yeah, right.
Every boy and every girl, we've all got to get it together.
The event will also include panels with the duo Black Pumas, from whom we were just sort of learning. Didn't we yesterday play some
yesterday,
stuff?
Yesterday, yeah.
Focus on them. Yep, pretty talented group. They're going to discuss artistic development and business challenges. And then there's Taj Mahal, been around for, what, 40-some-odd years? Speaking
maybe
on
more.
The restorative, yeah, maybe 50 years, yep. Speaking on the restorative qualities of music in his session called Music is the Healing Voice. So if you want to pass for this thing, you can buy it now for $99. The full conference agenda is going to be announced later next month. The Americana Honors and Awards, which typically leads off the Americana Fest Week in September, still set to happen live the 16th in, 16th, 17th, 18th, I think, at Ryman Auditorium. No more details yet, though. See what it looks like. Nominees this year include Brittany Howard, Nathaniel Ratliff, Tanya Tucker, Yola, and Brandi Carlile. So, sounds like a good time might be had by all there. Next up, musically, Randy Travis makes it around the bend. 35 years to the month that his major label debut single, On the Other Hand, was released. Hall of Famer Randy Travis has been unveiling a never-before-heard track. It's called Fool's Love Affair. You're listening to it now. Marks the first single of Travis's career since a stroke robbed him of pretty much everything in his life, mostly his voice, 2013. Fool's Love Affair explores the temptations and repercussions of cheating, but acknowledges the folly of the illicit weekly romance, from secret phone calls in a familiar motel room to the lingering guilt and doubt that follow a couple's liaisons. Ultimately, the song story seals their fate. Song is just one of many unfinished or yet to be released projects that Randy participated in until his stroke. He doesn't even remember, because he laid so many things down over the years, what was there when he recorded some of these songs, says Mary Travis, his wife. It's just so great to hear his voice again. Gives me goosebumps. It's a very traditional sound because it's Randy Travis. It's so current, which is what Randy's songs always did. Everybody could identify with the life story of his songs. He told them so well. Earlier this year, you may remember, he released the gospel album Precious Memories, and a DVD that went with it entitled Worship and Faith, featuring a lot of the inspirational tunes that he's recorded through his years. So, it's holding a good thought. He's, what a shame, because he's very talented. He's a pretty good actor, too.
Yeah.
He's appeared in a lot of different TV shows and movies. So, some news for fans of Randy Travis. Fool's Love Affair. 28 and change, actually about 29 after the hour here on the Friday DJV program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Residents from southeastern Florida up the eastern seaboard to southern New England are being told to closely monitor the forecast over the next few days concerning Hurricane Isaias. The storm is expected to near Florida's coast over the weekend, and while a direct hit on the Sunshine State's not currently expected, forecasters say it's then expected to head up the east coast between Monday and Wednesday, perhaps still as a Category 1 hurricane. Leaders from both parties have been negotiating a new pandemic-related stimulus package, but an agreement doesn't seem close. The president says Congress needs to pass a relief package now, and he says any package needs to include funding for schools and another round of relief payments for families, and something many Republicans have been opposing.
A temporary extension of expanded unemployment benefits. This will provide a critical bridge for Americans who lost their jobs.
USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With findings of some new research concerning how people can have long-term COVID-19 symptoms, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
New studies are showing that COVID-19 symptoms can linger for weeks and months after a diagnosis, may be wide-ranging, and include everything from joint pain and fevers to hair loss and double vision. In fact, those patients, self-nicknamed the long haulers, reported experiencing 98 different symptoms in a survey that was just released. According to Natalie Lambert, an associate professor of medicine at Indiana University School of Medicine, said they're not quite sick enough to be hospitalized, but they are suffering from very severe symptoms for longer times while staying at home. Lambert partnered with a COVID-19 support group called Survivor Corps to survey patients on the group's Facebook page about their symptoms.
The Mexican consulate in El Paso, Texas, plans to honor the victims of the Walmart mass shooting on Monday, the first anniversary of the attack. The consulate will formally unveil a plaque bearing the names of the 23 people killed, including seven Mexican nationals. A new survey says the best beach in America is in Sarasota County, Florida. Siesta Beach in Siesta Key ranked number one on TripAdvisor's annual Traveler's Choice Awards. The site also lists Siesta Beach as the 11th best beach in the entire world. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No covering your tracks because of controversial statements made here, right? At least not today. Friday, the 31st of July. Happy voice of Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan here. Jennifer, we're not happy about her situation because she, I think, has the COVID a little worse than she thought she did and has been pretty much sleeping nonstop since she found out she had it earlier in the week. So hold a good thought for her and hope she'll be back on Monday, but she's very tired, and the anxiety that goes with it is not anything that's fun under the circumstances. So, and it's interesting to see more how the coronavirus is being handled, not in our country, but around the world. A lot of disinformation, misinformation. You can leave it to the Ruskies to be on top of that. They've been using English language websites. One wonders whether they're using Russian TV, Victoria. To spread the misinformation about
anything that makes Putin look good and makes everyone else look bad. That's pretty much the standard fare for Russian entertainment.
Many of the pieces either praise Russia's handling of the virus or are critical of the U.S.'s response. So how does that help anybody? It doesn't. What is it? What does all this propaganda do? Everybody knows, anybody who's got a tenth of a brain knows that Putin is a no-good punk. So from there, where do you go? Nobody trusts the Russians, and nobody's ever trusted the Russians, frankly, when you get
well,
right down to it.
Well, I think it's not about anybody else. It's about the Russian people. So it's he like China and like, you know, Kim Jong Fatty up in North Korea. They these dictators have to constantly browbeat their, you know, their own citizens into submission and making sure that they know, don't ever even get an idea of thinking about revolting, because it's not going to end well for you. You know, it's just intimidation tactics.
Yep, and that's, by the way, there's more of that going on in China now than there is in Russia.
Oh, I bet.
The Chinese people are they're really worked up about what's going on. There's all kinds of stuff. You hear about it in Taiwan and Hong Kong because they still have sort of a freedom quotient, even though the Chinese government doesn't want them to have it, and they'll stop at almost nothing, but they can't blow the place up. So they stopped short.
Well, the internet in Hong Kong has, the internet access in Hong Kong has been very different than if you live in China, on mainland China. So they already have a system in place of talking to the outside world, and that's what China's trying to crack down on now. They're really, you know, they're trying to treat Hong Kong exactly the way that they treat people in mainland. So It's horrible, and they're making arrests of peaceful protesters. And they're gassing them. It's awful. It's awful.
Sounds like Portland.
exactly.
All right. So what have you got? You're working on something. What do you have other than today being National Mutt Day? What do you have?
Oh, National Mutt Day is great. Well, one of the big stories that came out yesterday was when Trump tweeted about delaying the election, and that because of mail-in voting, that he thinks it would be a good idea to delay the general election.
People
in November
were predicting he'd try to pull something like that, and I thought, nah, he's not going to be that silly.
Bill Maher's been saying it for years, so
yeah, well,
I don't know. Maybe Bill Maher's
right. He doesn't have much
right.
credibility with Maher. I mean, Maher doesn't have much credibility. He's an arrogant ass. But there are some people who are just, even in his own party, most of the people in his party, as a matter of fact, said, what are you talking about?
Shut up. I was surprised, actually. I'm not surprised at anything Trump tweets, but I was surprised that Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and who was the other one? There was another top Republican. They all came out pretty swiftly.
Mitt Romney.
Well, he kind of doesn't. Yeah, exactly. I'm more surprised about Lindsey Graham and John Thune and Mitch McConnell.
Mitch.
All three of them said that we've had elections in November since 1788, so that's not going to change. Mitch McConnell said, "Never in the history of the country, through wars, depressions, and the Civil War, have we ever not had a federally scheduled election on time."
I was hoping he was not going to pull something like that, because all that will do is we have two really serious problems now we're dealing with. We're dealing with the COVID, we're dealing with the Black Lives Matter movement, and to add a third rung here, I've said a lot between when all this stuff started that there's going to be something more that comes along. I was hoping that it wasn't going to be him pulling a stunt like that. It won't go anywhere, but if it were to be pushed, you know, some of his supporters say, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that. Let's not vote at all. Let's
right.
just keep
well,
another
unless those unless those supporters are in Congress, they don't have a chance of doing right. anything. This needs to be this. The president does not have the power to do that. Election
day
is set
start
by
rallies
congressional
and
statute.
There could be riots and, you know, that kind of stuff. That's not what we need. One of the most important stories of the week for me, being the agrarian that I am, this is a real scare. And I don't see enough attention being, well, I shouldn't say that. It depends on the media. The regular news media has come around, the local news media has come around to this, even though there's not much local media anymore. A lot of people are warning or being warned about these seeds. I saw the story of a woman who lives in Louisiana who said she planted the seeds.
Oh, no. Why?
Now the government's run in there. They don't know what it was.
Why would she do that?
Ag Department warned residents. And so, let's see, I was trying to find her name. Shelley O'Coin, who lives in Berwick, Louisiana, planted the seeds the day she got them in the mail. And apparently that was a month or so ago. She didn't think anything of it. We planted the first ones. It's not clear what is growing here, is what she said. I'm not scared about it. I'm not worried about it. But
You're
I guess other people are.
You don't even know what you planted? You're a moron. No. You're an absolute moron.
Why would you plant something that you didn't know?
Exactly.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Well, we knew there was going to be one idiot who was going to do it.
Yeah.
I had hoped not. I had hoped
the seeds, they kind of look like corn seeds. I've seen them. I haven't gotten them, but I've seen a lot of people talking about them in my ag circles. Have you seen any pictures of them? They're in little plastic bags.
Yeah.
And they look like a combo of corn seed, bean seed, pea seed.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Yep.
Yeah, right. Yep. Do not be a wise guy.
I wouldn't even want to touch the packaging, let alone open them and plant them.
Had the anthrax.
How stupid. Yeah. What an idiot.
Anyway.
Oh, they're so much stupid.
I mentioned earlier that today is National Mutt Day. Dogs so special. Plenty of national holidays, international holidays. Unlike the other days, National Mutt Day focuses on the mixed breed dogs. Sometimes get overlooked. So what we want is some inspiration. I had my first dog, Frisky, when I was a little boy. I was a Heinz 57. My father got him from the MSPCA on Huntington Avenue in Boston for $5. I remember that. And he was our first dog. He was actually my dog. And he lived to be a long... He was all over the place. When I was 17, we used to play hide-and-seek. I'd go hide somewhere and then call him, and he'd come find me. And when I was 17 years old, I just graduated from high school, and I was getting ready to go off to college. I was working at a Friendly's ice cream shop and on the farm, and I was playing hide-and-seek with Frisky, and I got up in this big maple tree next to the house, and then I called him, and when I called him, I lost my balance, and the limb that I was holding onto came back and smacked me in the head, broke all of my front teeth off.
Oh, my God.
And so I jumped on the roof of the house and over onto the porch and down, and I was yelling and screaming. My mother thought the blood pouring out of my mouth. I'd lost every tooth in my head. So I went down to the hospital, and they yanked out the pieces of the teeth that were still left in there.
Oh, my God. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Jeez.
But that was the story inspired by today being National Mutt Day, because it was Frisky and me playing. I've had great dogs over the years, really. Had a couple of St. Bernards. But most of the, then I got into, when we were married, there were a couple of great sort of fuzzy rovers. We had one of those Portuguese water dogs. God, what a fabulous dog, Joshua. Fabulous, fabulous dog. Anyway.
Is that what the Ivanas have? One of the big,
I think they
dogs?
Do. Yeah.
They,
I think they do.
They got Bo and I forget what the other one's name is.
Yep. They're great, great, great dogs. Anyway, so the benefit from the spotlight on the day when we were talking about mixed breed dogs is, why is there something on December 2nd? I just noticed that.
I don't know.
The 31st of July.
Twice a year.
Really? Well, if you've got one, most people today are getting the message. Most of these puppy mills, like I rescued Daisy from a puppy mill. This is the way they treat. The mutts don't have to worry about this. They have to worry about survival, but they don't have to worry about it the same way. Daisy, a very attractive English bulldog, and so she was somehow or other fostered into service, had two litters, lived in a cage for the 2 years while she was having a litter, couldn't walk, never came out of the cage, none of that stuff. And so, there's, it isn't just mutts, it's just paying attention to these animals. Look in their eyes and understand how much they really need you, want you, care for you. When I look into Daisy's eyes, I remember looking at Charlotte, any dog that you really show love and affection to. And by the way, how can you do anything but show love and affection to these things? Look in their eyes. So you think about some of these a-holes that have done this horrible stuff with dogs over the years, and still do, kind of, treat them like an object. I just don't see it. Not in my wheelhouse. But so, if you have a mutt, good for you. If you're looking for a dog, go find a mutt. That'll be a little bit of advice from the inside here. I see Princess Diana's Travolta dress is going to be on display at Kensington Palace. I didn't think they were doing tourist stuff. I thought England was
pretty much
shut down.
They just reopened yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, they just reopened. Now they have, you know, masks are required. It's, you know, social distancing, and they have hand sanitizers and stuff like that. But, yeah, it is reopened now.
Hmm. Would you go see it? Would you like to see that dress?
You know, I lived in London, and I never went inside Kensington Palace. I've been to all the other tourist attractions, but I would love to see Kensington Palace. I think, I don't remember what the reason was when I was living there. Maybe it was doing under renovation or something. But, yeah, and this is such an iconic dress. I'm sure you remember her dancing with Travolta at the White
Travolta.
House.
Right. Yeah.
But she wore it in several other important occasions, so... I think she was even painted in it. There was a portrait of her painted in that dress.
There is. Yep. Yeah. There was a was that the dress that she wore when she went to the White House to have dinner with the President Reagan? Seems to me I'm looking at a bunch of.
She wore it to the White House. I don't remember what the situation was, why she was there, or what the occasion
auctioned
was.
Auctioned in June of '97, one of 79 outfits to raise money for charity. And then it sold again in 2013. What was it? How much? It cost $290,000. Was it $290,000 to make it?
No.
Was that?
That's what it auctioned for.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
I'm surprised it didn't auction for more than that, really, because it's so iconic.
Right. Memorabilia, et cetera. See, thinking about things that will be memorable, the clip of the day yesterday that you can hear right now at djvshow.com was a discussion we had, you, Victoria, and I, and John Harper from WMEL, the launch of the Perseverance, the excitement that you could hear in our voices. I was earlier talking about it as it wins its way out, doing the loop around the moon, and out it goes. There was a really good feeling. That's the kind of stuff I wish we, every day, I wish we could have a focus on stuff like that. So if you want to hear our discussion, if you didn't get to listen to the launch, then you get sort of a piece of American history by listening to our discussion about the launch of the Perseverance. You can find it at djvshow.com, where you can also find the whole show all day, every day. It replays over and over again, the whole thing from beginning to end. That's at djvshow.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of quick TV items here. The Emmys are going to be on the air in September, but it's going to be a virtual broadcast, looks like, Victoria.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel is the host. So how are they going to put this all together?
We don't know yet. They're still working on that, so not sure. The Emmys, you know, a lot of great shows are nominated this year. But a quick pick for tonight, Martha Knows Best. It's a new season, new show on HGTV. Starts at 10.
With Smoke Diggy there, what's her name?
No, this is a different show. This is a brand new show, but she does help Snoop fix his garden so he can grow his herbs.
Right, exactly.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
After the hour now, it's time for our Tech Talk review of the week's big technology stories, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan. So let us get right to it, Ms. Keelan. Number five is the announcement on what happens next January for the Consumer Electronics Show.
Right, CES, it's the world's largest tech trade show, and it's now been moved to an all-online experience, and this will be in January. Now, just recently, I remember we talked about this on the show. In May, the group behind the CES show was actually still planning on holding it in person, and a lot of companies had the option to exhibit digitally if they didn't want to be there in person, but apparently a number of large conferences scheduled for 2020 had already been canceled, and so CES decided that it just wasn't really the safest.
You mean 2021? I think
for the rest of this year. I mean, technically that's the beginning of January.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Vegas, I guess, has gone through they closed down, they reopened. I don't know if they've had to slow down their reopening, but having hundreds of thousands of people, which is what the CES show draws, probably not a great idea in one place.
Well, I think you're going to see by the time we get there, it's too early to tell for sure, but I think this thing is going to be on its way down. They may be sorry, but it's one of those, you can't do that thing on a dime.
Yeah.
So this far out, they need to make that announcement. Okay, number four is an announcement from Google.
Yeah, this is sort of a lot of companies have been looking to the tech world for sort of a model of how to handle, these are large tech companies, Google and Apple and Amazon. A lot of other companies and other industries have been sort of looking to the tech world and sector to see how they're handling the working from home thing, because in so many cases in the tech world, the equipment is so extensive and expensive that most of the time workers are needed in the facility using those computers. However, like a lot of us, we've all kind of figured out how to work from home, and in a lot of cases, it's working really well. So Google says they have 200,000 full-time employees who are going to stay working remotely until at least July of 2021. And so Google said the reason that they're doing this now, they want to give the employees time and the ability to plan ahead. So this gives them about a year of knowing where they're going to be. They're going to be working from home. And so Facebook, Twitter, and Square have also announced plans to allow workers to continue working remotely from home indefinitely. So there's really no plan yet. And I know depending on what city and what state you're in, your company may have already made an announcement as well. In New York City, everyone, my husband and our friends who work in the city, their companies have all said that no one will be back in the office until at least January. So we'll see how that goes.
How that works. All right, another big tech company, Amazon, which is more than just a tech company.
Mm-hmm.
They made an announcement about streaming games.
Yeah, they were supposed to stream the MLB games, the 21 Yankee games, beginning April 17th. Then, obviously, the baseball season got pushed back. And so I guess these 21 games were still up in the air. And now Amazon has made an announcement that they won't be broadcasting any of them. This is essentially a way for the YES Network, which is the Yankees' official network, that is essentially a way for them to keep everything for themselves. So none of that content will be watered down. So, you know, if you're a Yankee fan, you won't be able to watch it on Amazon. You're going to have to just do the YES Network or online with a subscription.
Countdown of the top stories this week from sort of consumer. This is the world of consumer technology. Rite Aid has a black. I was going to say a black eye. Yeah, I suppose that's what this is. Yeah, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Rite Aid secretly deployed facial recognition software across a network of security cameras in hundreds of locations in the U.S. This is according to a new investigation from Reuters. The company, Rite Aid, had been doing so for more than 8 years and didn't tell anyone. No one except people working for, actually, people working in the stores didn't even know, but the higher-ups at Rite Aid, they knew that they were doing this. And so for 8 years, if you walked into a Rite Aid, especially if you were in an area, in a city or an area where people of color, predominantly black and Latino residents, made up the largest racial or ethnic group, those stores were more than three times as likely to have facial recognition software employed in the stores without your knowledge or permission. And they claim that they were using it for anti-theft purposes. But as we know, so many studies have shown that facial recognition software is completely racist and biased. It does not even distinguish one black or brown person from another. It's a disaster. So now Rite Aid's been caught red-handed, and I think that there are going to be some repercussions for that.
Number one.
Number one, this is great news, I think. Apple has taken their manufacturing of the iPhone 11 out of China and into India. This is the first time that Apple will be making a top-tier phone in India. And so this is they want to be less reliant on China, which will...
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.